When someone dies unexpectedly outside of a hospital in Marion County, Alfie Ballou, chief deputy coroner, starts a death investigation.
What did this person typically do every day? Did they work? Were they married? Were they divorced? Were they depressed? Did they write letters? Were they on the computer? Did they use any type of drugs?
She does what you see coroners do on TV. Takes pictures of the scene, examines the body, and looks at medical records.
All of these things are compiled together, so it's like pieces of a puzzle.
With each death, Ballou learns a lot about how someone lived and how they died. In her office, they use all this information, from the scene and the records and sometimes an autopsy, to determine the cause of death. Ballou says the majority of the deaths she investigates are natural. For instance, someone who's older, who has a history of smoking or a chronic illness, both common traits in Marion County.
We say they have the right to die because it causes stress and deterioration of the body.
It's the unnatural deaths that stick with Ballou. She spends more time on those cases. So amid the daily grind, she starts to see trends.
I started in 97. There was a cocaine and crack epidemic. And so I saw people dying as a result of using cocaine and crack, as well as drug dealers who were dying because of the gang activity and the sale of the drugs and those kind of things.
In the early 2000s, crack and cocaine in Indianapolis gave way to prescription opioids. More and more, her team was finding medications, sometimes prescribed by multiple doctors or from pain management clinics. Then, around 2013, Ballou noticed another shift.
We started to see an explosion. I mean, literally an explosion of heroin deaths. And this was all over the city. And it was all income levels. And it's still alarming to me what we are seeing.
The information they gather on things like overdoses, it trickles up.
It's the responsibility of the coroner's office to see certain trends and to report those trends to other agencies so that all agencies collectively can start to look at what needs to be done in our communities.
Data goes to the county and state health departments and eventually national centers like the CDC. So the widespread attention on the opioid epidemic, in part, that can be traced all the way back to information gathered at coroner's offices. And beyond drugs, Ballou is able to spot other patterns about how people in Marion County live and die.
There are more white males that die as a result of suicides. We have way more black males that are dying as a result of homicides. And typically we see more male babies die in infancy than females.
Marion County's infant mortality rate is one of the highest in Indiana. Seeing these deaths up close can be difficult. But Ballou was born and raised in Marion County. Her family lives here, and the deaths she investigates, they're her neighbors. So she sees part of her job as educating people, like the high school and college students she speaks to, and comforting the grieving families.
To help them understand why their loved one died. So for me, learning supersedes the emotional side of it. Every single day, there is something to learn. Every single day, because every single case is different. And what I enjoy most is being able to talk to the families.
Alfarina Ballou, Marion County's chief deputy coroner. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Jake Harper.